Blog Talk Radio.
This is Mike Spirit FM. Good evening and welcome to Soul Purpose. With your host, international psychic medium, Jerry Humphries. Join Jerry with his unique blend of psychic readings and insight alongside some amazing guests. Call now and be a part of the show with this respected Sky Television psychic. 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. And if you're calling from outside the USA, prefix 001 or simply register to the chat room. So now, please welcome your host, Jerry Humphries.
And a very warm welcome on this Wednesday, the 9th of January, 2013, to Soul Purpose with me, Jerry Humphries, and my guest, who I will introduce to you later, well, in a few minutes, or maybe even sooner. All I will say is it's an old friend of mine, and when I say old friend, I don't mean to say they're old. I mean, I've known them for some time, so before she tells me off, I'll introduce my guest very shortly. So how have you been? How's your week been? What are you looking forward to? I was pondering over what we could have a look at on the show this evening. Of course, you're more than welcome to come in with your questions, to have readings with either myself or with my guest. And remember, the number you need to dial is 760-283-4611. If you are calling from outside the US, as you heard, please prefix that with 001. You can also join in on the chat room if you go to all the W's, blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. You'll find the chat room, and you will need to sign in. You can also get in touch with the show via Skype. There's a little Skype button on the Blog Talk Radio page. You've got to seek it out. It's a little tiny icon. Click on that and you can connect to us via Skype. And we are always, as always, a part of the Mike Spirit FM family. And they say it's me on this Wednesday. How have you been through the week? What have your aspirations been? Have you had any hopes? Have you had any letdowns? How's communication been with people of importance around you this past few days? I've noticed that with a lot of my private clients that there seems to have been still this little bit of getting into the new year energy still flowing. And although we do have the new moon in 2 days' time, which is going to help a lot, it just refreshes January. Because January can be a bit of a long month. It's a five-week month. And it does, you know, after all the hustle and bustle of the end of 2012 and the New Year celebration, sometimes January can be a little bit of a slow month. It certainly is a long one. And it takes a while for the energies to get going. It takes a little while for people to sort of pick up speed, as it were. And a lot of changes going on at the moment. A lot of people I've spoken to have been really looking to make changes, particularly within the work, looking for possibly new work paths or new career paths. And also a lot of people are looking to move this year, and there is quite a strong energy in April coming through, which I feel is going to be a really good time for looking to make those changes around the home. So is that something that you've been looking towards? And have you also been wondering whether it's time to stop giving? Now, I ask this question because, again, this is something that's come up quite a bit. Particularly people asking me this question about how much they've given out in a particular direction, whether it's towards a person or whether it's within their work, and they're not getting the feedback or they're not getting the recognition, or why has there not been any communication or proper contact, or why do I keep giving out and get nothing back? Do you feel that you have been maybe giving out so much and it's wearing a little bit thin, or it's draining your energy and you're feeling a little bit low? Has that happened to you? Do you feel that it's something that's around you at the moment, and maybe something that here on Soul Purpose we can have a look at in a reading for you on the show today, and see how we can open up those new options and opportunities that maybe you haven't noticed yet? all these things you can ask. Come through, give us a call on 760-283-34611 and ask those questions. I always love dealing, as I said before, guys, I always love dealing with direct questions, because you always are going to get direct answers. My guides will always give you exactly what you need to hear. Now, although it may not be something that you want to hear, there's always a need to get things moving here. So, you know, the need, I'm afraid, overrides the want sometimes. And it can be difficult, you know, when, as psychics, we always speak with absolute integrity, and we will always give you exactly what we get from our guides. Then, you know, spirit, you know, always have your best interests at heart, and you don't have to take on board what is being said to you. But maybe we can give you options and choices that you haven't looked at before. And sometimes, you know, it is a question of just taking that little leap of faith and saying, well, do you know what, I'm just going to try and see what happens. Remember, this is also a 6 year, this 6 year, the year of the snake. What does the snake bring in? A lot of healing energy. There's a lot of passion, a lot of fire energy. Very positive is the snake. It's also about transmutation, turning negative things into positives. Like the snake, it's also maybe time to outgrow a mode that you have been in. Snake sheds a skin when it grows. Is it time for you to lose that skin of the past and be more focused on where you're at in this moment and where you're heading to? It's also a very strong year for relationships. This is, this, again, linking with the snake energy. And it can be a very passionate year. Now, fortunately, we don't enter the first Mercury retrograde as it is until the 23rd of February. It is going to be mainly focused on all you lovely people out there who are born under water signs. So it's going to be a little bit hectic maybe for you guys, but it's also quite a strong time for emotions and relationships to really come to the surface. So from the 23rd of Feb until the end of March, it can be quite an emotional time. And it won't just be for water signs. It'll obviously, everybody else will experience something through Mercury retrograde. But it can be a very positive time again for maybe re-establishing a link with somebody from the past, or healing old wounds that need to be healed. Or maybe even it is at that time to put closure in on a part of your life, particularly when it comes to past partners or past relationships. Getting all those unanswered questions answered so that you can finally close that door and go, right, I can breathe a sigh of relief now, and then move on. We can look at that for you here on Soul Purpose. So if you have any relationship questions, questions about your work, career, home life, anything of that nature, remember, we can't really go into details when it comes to health matters. And although we can sort of skirt around anything to do with finances, legal questions, and fertility, we have to also still be very careful in those areas. So anything else, we will definitely look at for you. So come through, give us a call right now on 760-283-4611. Join us in on the chat room and have a chat there. I haven't actually signed in myself yet. I will do. I will get into the chat room shortly. But I feel I ought to introduce my guest. And as I said at the top of the show, she is an old friend, and I apologise when I said old friend. I meant, you know, known her for a while. And she has been on the show before. This lady is a very well-established psychic medium. She has appeared many times on TV here in the UK. She has worked abroad. And it is the wonderful Miss Tracy Baker. Good evening, young Tracy. How are you?
Hello, Jerry.
Not talking. Oh, you are there.
Yeah, I'm here. Yes, I'm very much here. I'm glad you said young Tracy. It's like you've redeemed yourself there.
Have I got my brownie points back now?
Nicely recovered, Jerry. Good recovery. And I was really interested, you know, what you've been saying. It's lovely to be back here on your show. Always listen with interest. To whatever you say, and like, you know, any listeners out there or anybody that's thinking of calling in, I always think listen to what Jerry's saying, because it might not make sense tonight, but it will click in. You know, a few times I've rung you for a little bit of guidance, or when I've been feeling a little bit off balance, and it hasn't always been at the time, but then once I've processed that, the penny drops and I think, do you know what, he's right. And if I take on the advice that you've given me and work with a particular energy, not saying there's a magic wand to be waved and et cetera, but I can deal with the situation with a fresh approach, which obviously makes things better. Because like you quite rightly said, it's sometimes need will override want. Sometimes we can't always get what we want, but we can get what we need or draw on resources that we need in order to get through a situation.
Have you found with people that you've been reading for that there has been a bit of a slow start to January, or a bit of an emotional slow start to January?
Well, I don't know whether it would be a slow start. I mean, things certainly are going not quite the way people that I read for have planned. But with regards to the way some of my clients dealt with it, I think that once the readings have concluded, I've managed to get it down to the sort of dull roar of pandemonium. So the situation they felt in when they phoned or asked for the reading was really like some people that I've read for have been quite upset and stressed, not had a particularly good Christmas, had a diabolical New Year, lonely, family problems. You know, it's not very nice, is it? But hopefully I've been able to sort of help them see why that would happen and sort of help them get around it. It's like when you're being pulled every which way, where you can't find any solace. But hopefully that I've managed to sort of help them find a little bit of, you know, space themselves to find a bit of comfort and a bit of peace.
There has been a bit of a slow start, but it's lovely that, as you say, that first of all, as psychics, you know, we are still human, and it's lovely that we're able to exchange readings and support. And before we go any further, I want to thank two special people. There's three special people. Three special people that I need to thank for their support and insight and guidance recently. I don't know whether I ought to name names because it might embarrass them, but I'm going to anyway. One is Roz, the other is Grant, and the other is Sarah. So you guys, I just want to say big thank you. There has been, you know, even I as a human have been wondering, what if, why, how, when, shall I, should I, will I, won't I, must I? And then once I got all that stuff sorted out, and then bounced some stuff off you as well, Tracy, it all just suddenly went, yeah, okay, I think I've got the handle on where I'm supposed to be at now. So it's been an interesting time.
Yeah, it has. And, you know, it sometimes we actually know the answers, and we all do this. And it doesn't matter whether you're psychic. Well, everybody's psychic, but what I mean is developed psychically. We all know really what we should do. We just don't do it. And it needs somebody else to say it, really. And once somebody else has actually said it, then we'll do it, just really. But that's what we're here for. Now, when you were talking tonight about people, like their situations, and you can probably elaborate on this more than I, being a Reiki master and like the chakras and that. I keep wanting to talk about the base chakra and people's fear and people not facing their fears and going through them, because the fear of something, the thought of doing something, is probably not half as bad as the actual doing it. Like once they've done it, they go, why didn't I do that weeks ago, months ago, years ago? And I keep getting very drawn to base chakra today, which is the base fears that people are, oh, you know, I want to change my job, but I've been at this job for 20 years, and if they got rid of me, they'd have to make me redundant, whereby if I take a new job and I'm only there 6 months, they can finish me. That sort of finish me without so much as to buy you leave. That actually fear, those fears can stop people from moving on.
Absolutely, yes.
Do you know
what
I mean?
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of people that have fears, and it's really affecting them because they don't like where they are, they don't like where they're living, they maybe don't like the job, maybe not even like their partner, but they've been with their partner, you know, since the year of the flood. And it's the fear, yeah, but I don't want to be on my own. And the fear of taking that plunge, and they would find, I mean, I would never advocate or sort of give advice or never, ever, ever, here's a good tip, never, ever, ever, ever tell anybody what to do when your life is not going to be altered by the outcome.
Quite agree.
That's why I never tell anybody what to do.
Absolutely.
But people won't face their fears because they're frightened of what lies ahead. But once they do it, because sometimes there'll be a cathartic event which will make them face their fear, like be made redundant, then they've got to get another job and they think, my God, I love it here, I should have done this 10 years ago. So the actual reality isn't as bad as what people fear it's going to be. Am I making any sense, or is it the ramblings of a mad fool, Jerry? What do you reckon?
No. It's making absolutely perfect sense. And you're right, because fears themselves can be very ungrounded, and then fear can make us ungrounded. But obviously there is a healthy fear. There's the fear that stops us from doing daft things or putting ourselves into very dangerous positions, as it were, or dangerous circumstances. But you're right, fear, very ungrounding. You're being drawn, and I couldn't agree more, because I've been working with a lot of chakra balancing recently for people, and a lot of people that I've been working with the Reiki, the amount of times that their grounding has been completely out the window, and it's just like, what's going on here? But yes, you're absolutely right. So I'm not surprised that you're being drawn to that base chakra point, which obviously is the color red. The base chakra itself, guys, for all of you that may not know, is situated right at the base of your spine, and that is where the energy really all starts to rise and stem from. Obviously, when I'm giving Reiki, though, I would see the grounding as being down at the soles of the feet, which is why, as Tracy knows, when she's teaching or when I'm teaching, that when we are telling you how to ground yourself, we always get you to visualize roots or shoots coming from the soles of your feet going down into Mother Earth that will anchor you to Mother Earth. Tracy, I'm not surprised, my love, and I have a feeling that you may well find up until end of this month at least that there's a lot more of that going to come through. And possibly even you might then be focusing a lot more on the sacral, which is the orange chakra, which is the next one up. Yeah. Be interesting to see how it goes with you then, Trace.
Yeah, because that's where the like the orange or the sacral chakra. You know, like when people say they've got I have this feeling in the pit of my stomach when they're nervous. That, am I correct in saying that's where the sacral chakra is?
No, that's the solar plexus.
I was close. A bit lower down.
A bit lower down, yeah.
Yeah, like the navel, the belly button.
That's right, just below the belly button. Yeah. That's the sacral, that's it. You got it.
Yeah, that's where I mean when people's like, there's no really succinct way to put it. When people's stomach starts to roll, you know, the guts start to roll when they're frightened. Mm-hmm. I always think that's where that is. I don't mean like the sort of diaphragm where you get like, I mean a bit lower down, you know, in people, the stomach.
Yeah, the solar plexus is the seat of all emotion. That is generally the chakra that will start to give you that bubbly butterfly feeling.
Right.
And then it, of course, the solar plexus is obviously, but just below some rib cage, but it's around that tummy area. That's the butterfly feeling that people will often get, and that's of course that's your yellow center.
Yeah.
That's your seat of all emotion.
Is that right?
Have you been finding that people have been holding on to a lot of emotions lately? That's
dreadful,
probably why they've...
I said dreadfully so. You know, to the point of it, like, upsetting their sort of holiday period, Christmas and New Year, because they're holding on to, like, times past. And, I mean, I know Christmas and New Year is, like, quite a time for memories and that, but... And we all go through these sort of peaks and troughs in our life, and it's only natural around sort of Christmas, New Year, birthdays, anniversaries to sort of think about past times and good times. But really what we should be doing is actually focusing on the good times rather than thinking of them in a negative way. There's nothing wrong with reminiscing and reminiscing about times past and having a good laugh and a good... you know, if it can take you forward positively, the memories and the reminiscing should actually lift you if you do it properly and look on it as a positive rather than make you depressed. I don't think there's anything wrong with reminiscing if you're going to do it to make you positive and happy and make yourself laugh, think of something funny,
Exactly. Think
of something, but not to depress yourself, because that's what happens.
I mean, as you and I both know, this is the one thing that, again, that we teach a lot, and there's one thing that I teach a lot in Reiki, which is that memories you can never lose, because your body will retain every single life experience that you've had. And although there are some that say that you don't have a recall of memory until after a certain age, well, I think it's either 3 or 5 years of age, I can't remember now. In fact, you can, obviously, as we found now, know through... hypnotic regression, that actually you can go back not just right to the beginning of this earth life, but even beyond that. But it's the emotions that are attached to memories. Those are the things that we focus on a lot. And that's where psychics, Tracy and I, will help you guys out there, which is help you to disconnect from the negative emotions that you have attached to memories. And why? Well, because firstly, it doesn't serve your purpose. And B, experiences in a life experience is something we all have, and that I know that every single person on the face of this planet at some time has been asked, well, how did you get through this, or what did you, you've been through a similar circumstance, how did you cope with that? And it's the one thing we then do is go click, we recall immediately a life experience. But if it's a very traumatic one, then, so, you know, we don't always put the right sort of emphasis on it, as it were, so we can help pass on that that clarity or that understanding to somebody else. But by removing the negative emotions attached, then, you see, we can talk about every life experience, all right, with a little bit of dispassion sometimes, but it then allows that, that experience to be talked about with clarity. And that is another thing that psychics is something else that Tracy and I will do, and everybody else who's on Mike Spirit FM will do. We will draw on experience as well as our clairvoyance, and obviously our link with our spirit guides. But we can also empathize with you guys out there. But we do not hold on to the emotions. So, for example, during a working day, I could speak to maybe 10, 15 people. But every time I speak to somebody, for example, I pick the phone up, I link with that person, I can immediately feel what they're feeling, as will Tracy. We have that clairsentient link with them. We can feel what they're feeling, see what they're seeing, hear what they're hearing. But as soon as that phone goes down, click, we have let that energy go so that we're then ready for the next person. But as human beings, the one thing that human beings don't do is they don't disconnect from negative emotions, particularly those you pick up from other people. And it is said, and this is, again, I feel this is really, really true and very relevant, that 75% of what we feel as people is the stuff we pick up from others. It's not even our own. And how do you know the difference? Ah, well, see, that's where people like Tracy and myself come in. We can help you to see the difference, to feel the difference, and then how to cope with it and move on. So, Tracy, what do you reckon? Should we take a call? Shall we have our first piece of music?
What? I'm going to go, what do you want to do? I'm going to pass the book.
Thanks very much. Well, we do have two people on the line, so I think we ought to go straight to our first call. And I believe we've got area code 901. Area code 901. Are you there with us?
Hi, this is Lanice. How are you all?
Hi. Sorry, what was your name again, my love?
Lanice.
Hi, yeah. And whereabouts are you calling from?
I'm calling from Memphis.
From Memphis. Wonderful. I'm going to let you be the first person to have a reading on Soul Purpose with Tracy. So, okay. Tracy, it's over to you, my sweet.
Thank you, Jeff. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi. I didn't catch your name. I'm sorry. What's your name?
My name is Lanice.
Lynn.
Lanice, like Denise, but Lanice.
Oh, Lanice, I beg your pardon. I didn't get that at the end. Right, now then, Lanice, lovely to hear from you from Memphis. Is there anything in particular I can look at for you this evening? What can I help you with?
I really need to know anything you can tell me about how to not pick up the energies of others. And I'm so sensitive. I'm even picking up other people's stuff all the time, and I've been doing this, and I realize that I've been doing it, and I just won't stop and just maintain my own energy and just be with myself and deal with my own stuff.
Right, okay. And that I'm glad that you because realizing that goes on. Now, before I help you with that, you have got a lot of duty and a lot of responsibility, which is why you interact so well with people. Would that make sense? So I feel around you, you've a lot of responsibility and a lot of people.
Yeah, but I'm just not liking it anymore because it's getting to be no fun, and it seems like more than I can handle or that I even want to deal with now.
Okay, because, you know, I've got the happy-go-lucky person, and because you are a happy-go-lucky person, what I will say is don't let this change you, because you're quite right in what you're saying in picking up other people's negativity. A lot of spite for no good reason, only the fact that you are a very happy-go-lucky person who takes each day as it comes. You've got quite a nice little life going. That will bring a lot of sort of spite, jealousy and gossip, which is what you're picking up, which is why you just don't want to do this anymore, because it's finally got to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's just getting to me. It's making me not so happy.
Right. Now, first of all, I've got to say, you've got to start looking after number one, looking after yourself. That doesn't mean being selfish or nasty. It's a case of survival. It's not about being spiteful or unhelpful or negative in any way, but you've got to start honouring yourself and cherishing yourself and accepting and loving yourself. Now, with regards to other people's negativity, I don't know whether you have any crystals or you're aware of any crystals.
I have crystals. I have them, yes.
Do you carry a piece of obsidian with you, black obsidian?
I have black obsidian, and I'm wearing crystal earrings now.
Right, okay. There's black obsidian, which is good for deflecting negativity. There's also tiger's eye, which is good as well. I keep a piece of tiger's eye by my front door, and that sort of will discourage negative people from coming to my house. Doesn't always work, but it works a lot more than when I didn't have the tiger's eye by the front door. Also, for myself, I've got some Tibetan bells, which I cleanse my home with, and I also cleanse myself with. So although if anybody wasn't into all this, they'd probably think I'd gone slightly mad, where I'm clanging bells and I'm clanging bells around myself, and I can listen where the bells change tune and where there's a blockage within me. Now, like yourself, I've picked this up from other people. I live a very simple life, very clean living person, but I do get other people's negativity. We've also got the fact that you can meditate and put the white light around yourself. And I learned actually from Jerry the other day, when you put the white light around yourself in meditation, also imagining a violet flame coming out of your crown chakra as well, that will work. Also, instead of shower, taking a bath with rock salt in it. A salt bath, very healing.
Okay.
To actually cleanse yourself. You can burn a black candle and a white candle. The black for the negativity to let it go. The white candle for the light to bring in the light. So you can do that as well. There's several things that you can do. What works for me is putting the light around myself. Also, if anybody's being negative in your company, you can imagine a hand mirror, but with the glass on that mirror facing the person who's giving you the negativity. Now, that's not going to give any comeback to you, because when we don't want to, if somebody's done something bad that's affected us, we don't want to say, well, I hope it happens to them, because then what we're then doing is being negative about them, which could then invite, you know, the what goes around comes around, wishing the bad thoughts on people. So the way forward is to hold a mirror up to the person in your mind, but the back of the mirror is to you and the glass of that mirror is towards them, so that you are deflecting any negativity back to them. But okay, you're not wishing any harm. It's like saying, I don't want your rubbish. That's about the only words that I can use on radio, Lanice. But I do know what I want to say, because I'm very plain speaking. It's like, I don't want your rubbish. You have your own, because I not want to take your rubbish on board. So there's the mirror. If you're at work, if you work in an office or wherever you work, you can imagine yourself in, like, with a brick wall around you with mirrors on the outside facing the negative people. So any negativity they give out to you will bounce straight back to them. So you've got the mirror trick, the salt bath, putting white light around yourself, imagining the violet flame coming out of your head. You've got the black obsidian. I personally sometimes, and again, if people saw me doing this, they'd probably think I'd flipped. I actually lie down on my couch with a piece of clear quartz right on my forehead and just lie there for 10 minutes with the clear crystal quartz on my forehead to clear my mind and bring clarity and to get all that rubbish and chatter that's in my head that is about other people, really, not me, get it out of my head. Because I don't want it. Now, there are things that I do that people might think, she's an odd woman, that Tracy. But sometimes needs must. I will lie down with a big lump of clear quartz on my head, right on my forehead. Anyone saw me, they'd think I needed to go into an asylum. But it works for me. The salt baths work. If you've had, feel you've had a real bad day, a salt bath. I said rock salt. That is really not important. If you haven't got any rock salt, put some table salt in it. I also find a milky drink will work in the evening. All very soothing, very nurturing. Your obsidian, your tiger's eye, putting the light round yourself, using the mirror trick to deflect that negativity. Because most people, when they say, oh, it's not me, I haven't done anything, most of the time, they probably have, but they've overlooked it. I've got to say with you that you're absolutely spot on. You do have a lot of duty and responsibility, but the way you take life on the chin and the way you take it all and be happy-go-lucky, that actually cheeses people off, which is where you're getting the negativity from. You can't help being you. You carry on being you. Do not change for anybody, but do try those remedies and let us know how you get on.
Lanice, can I just ask, lovely,
okay,
why do you feel that this has been happening?
Well, because I can see, for instance, my mother she has, oh, it's a long story. Well, I work with children who are mentally retarded and developmentally delayed and all of that, and I can sense these spirits in them and also in my mother, and it's like she has this attachment, and I think it wants to attach to me, and I just don't want it. I was with her last night, and she's having some problems, some health issues, and she's also been the type of person that has never wanted to take care of her physical needs and always wanted me to do these things as a child. So now she's sick, but she's not as sick as she claims to be, and she's claiming to be helpless, and she's wanting me to do these things for her. And I'm being triggered from what has happened as I was growing up, of how she had me to cater to her with, you know, bring me a glass of water, mm-hmm. wash my clothes, wash my back, you know, all these different things that I had to do to her. And she looked at me, and I discerned this spirit within her, and I'm trying to keep this stuff off of me. And I've even been taking on her physical symptoms that she's having now.
Well, that you know, that transpersonal link is something, unfortunately, that again is very strong. And you're right. As Tracy was saying, there are lots of things that that she has said that you can do to help with this. Obviously, the things that Tracy's been talking about, the crystal you carry with you every day, the violet flame of protection and the white light, as Tracy was explaining to you, you need to do that every single day, first thing in the morning. I was just wondering very briefly before we have to end the call, my lovely, which is, who is your mum angry towards who passed away and who I feel that she's still very angry about leaving her?
Her mother.
Because
and
that is what you're picking up on.
My father passed away. I mean, she's never come from the state of being that 9-year-old girl whose mother left, and she's been obsessed with her mother, and she will just cry at any given moment about her yeah. mother's passing.
And you see, this is what it is. It's unresolved anger.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're picking up on is that real negative energy. In fact, it could even border on rage. There's this separation anxiety, which your mum has also not, well, she goes through, but she doesn't recognise it, and that's why it comes out in this anger and this negativity. That's what you pick up on. And the chances are that if you were to run your hand or able to just move your hand down her spine, you'll probably feel it in her back, right opposite her heart chakra point. And that is where the most of it, I feel, is coming from. And, you know, bless her, you know, that can be easily released. But you'll probably find that when you start, or whichever method you choose of that Trace has given you to help to release your own stuff, it will probably also have this transpersonal link to your mum and will help her settle her down as well. So I hope this all has been of some help for you, Lynice.
Yes, it has. Well, thank you very much, and I'll use this. I have some of these items. I actually carry a mirror on my keychain, so I'm going to start using that mirror as well. And I have these stones, so I'll continue to use them. But I don't do it every day. I think the key is that I got to be consistent and do it every day.
Absolutely, yes. And the more you do it, the more consistent you get, and then it will work for you. So bless you. Thank you very much, and thank you for being a part of Soul Purpose.
Okay, I've been listening ever since I've heard the show. You all are definitely gifted. I love what you're doing, and keep doing what you're doing to help people. I think it's awesome.
Bless you. Thank you very much for those lovely words. And yes, we will do.
Thank you. Take care.
God bless. And remember, guys, when you're calling us the lovely Lynice, you can always listen to the podcast of the show. Once the show has ended, there is you go to mikespirit.fm. And on the right-hand side of the home of the front page, you will see a little player that you can play back the show. So if you do have a reading with either myself or with Tracy, and you're not able to absorb everything, because Tracy will give wonderful, and it's masses of information and insight, as you've just heard. She hears her an absolute font of knowledge, and you may not have a time to absorb it all. And we do try to obviously give as much information and spend as much time with you guys as possible, but obviously the, as we're going through the show today, the more people that come on board, then we'll have to you know, be quite succinct with our messages for you, but we'll do the best that we can. But even so, if you want to listen back, go to mikespirit.fm, click on the link, and you'll be able to hear the show back again time and time again, so that you can get all the little bits of detail down that you want to. Okay, Tracy, first piece of music, what do you reckon, shall we? Yeah.
Go on, then, let's have the first piece of music, seeing as you wouldn't tell me what it was before the show.
Ken, press that button.
MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411 168 396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
And that will be something worth going to. And you'll be able to go along if you're here in the UK, and you can get to the Castle Hotel in Neath, on the 22nd and 23rd, or 23rd of February, you will be able to meet people like the amazing Mr. Mike Davis, Sarah May, Mr. Grant Collier, Mr. Nick Humphreys, etc., etc. And it promises to be a really amazing event. And obviously, as you heard there from Mike, that you can contact him directly for more information or for tickets. And I do encourage you, if you can get there, to go along. It will blow your socks off. Now then, we have another caller, Tracy. And this is area code 310. Area 310, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hello. Very warm welcome. Can I ask your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Mindy, and I'm calling from Los Angeles.
Hi, Mindy, from Los Angeles. Now, do you have a direct question, or how would you want your reading to be?
I would, whatever, I'm very open to the process, and however, whatever message I need to hear.
Okay, well.
For my highest good.
Always would be, Mindy, always would be for your highest good. Now, I'm going to let you into, I'm going to let you into a little secret.
Okay.
But promise you won't tell anybody.
Okay.
Promise?
Sure.
I'm actually feeling a little bit lazy this evening. And I'm gonna let Tracy do all the work, but I haven't told her yet. But don't tell her I said so.
Okay.
She's gonna kill me. Tracy, meet Mindy.
Hello, Mindy.
Mindy, meet
Hello.
Tracy.
Nice to meet you.
Goodbye,
Jerry.
Bye bye, Tracy.
Get off. That's nice, isn't
it? She loves me, really.
I know. He's going to wear the old ones out first, Mindy. That's what he's going to do.
How are you
this evening?
I'm doing well, thank you very much.
I say evening. It's got to be around 2 o'clock there, hasn't it, in the afternoon?
Yes, that's right. We're the hours behind you.
Yeah. Right, let's have a look for your highest good. So you're quite open to anything that is going to come in for you. And it's always going to be for your highest good. I'm not really one of these readers that sort of do fairy stories or tell people what they want to hear. I'm like, you know, it's no good because it's what we need to hear. Right, okay. You psychic yourself, Mindy.
Yes.
Because I keep getting you're not trusting your guides and your own intuition enough now. That's sort of giving me the impression that you are better than you actually think you are. So
right.
however good you think you are, I feel you're better than that. I don't know whether you've been made recently to feel you are not as good as you think you are. I don't know. Do you do readings or do you do angel cards or something like that?
I do readings. I do.
Have you had what I would call, and the only way I can think, have you had a couple of bum readings lately, or what you would feel like?
You know, I think you're so on the right track, and I thank you so very much. It's more of the intuition in my heart, what I know,
yeah,
that I'm not listening to.
Right.
It's
almost
about that.
As if, you know, I mean, I'm just going straight back where when I first started doing this work, I did a reading for this lady, and everything I said, she said no to. And I actually knew somebody, because when I started doing this work, I started reading for friends and then friends of friends and then friends mm-hmm. of friends of friends. And I did a reading for a friend of a friend, and everything I said was no, 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 no. But I found out a couple of years later, through the same friend, that everything I'd said in that reading was virtually spot on, and
yes,
the lady didn't want to hear it.
Yes, I so understand, but I've been reading tarot for over 25 years, and my tarot's actually taken me to mediumship.
Yeah.
And for me now, I really, in my heart center, my heart chakra, where I am just a conduit. I really am just allowing that to come on in, and it's whatever I get, I give, and take what you like and leave the rest. So that is what I have been doing now. I've been, tarot took me to mediumship. I've been doing mediumship now for the past, I would say, 3 years that took me there. So my inner knowingness, or my third ear and my third eye, I'm pretty confident now about what I deliver. But it's about my personal. And when you started off by saying, I really probably do know, I'm just not listening. And it's in regards to, like most of us, about love and about business. So I know that it's all going to be coming around, but it's like, of course, a wonderful person like you or Jerry, to hear the confirmation is always so very welcome.
With regards to love and business, both things, you've got to be, just because we're spiritual doesn't mean we can't stand firm.
Right.
You know, if we tell somebody, no, for instance, no, I'm not giving you a reading without money because I can't go to the supermarket and get my food without any money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean that we don't do work for spirit free of charge or charity, but if we're doing it as a business or our work or our career, we do you do the work, you need paying, because we do actually live in the material world. And then people go, that's not very spiritual, you material person, or words to that effect. Then that makes us feel bad and feel like we should be doing it. Oh, no, I'm nasty making them pay me. I want to say, if you're going to do this and doing it as a job, then you need paying. You have to be firmer over money and firmer over work and firmer over not doing as many free readings, not giving as much for nothing because it's wearing on you. You know, at the end of the day.
So right on. So right on.
We might be spiritual, but we live in the material world where we've got rents and mortgages to be paid. Otherwise, we're ending up going to be living in our car, if we've got one. With a relationship, just because you're spiritual and kind and lovely doesn't mean you've got to have your someone's feet wiped all over you. It's about balance. It's about fair exchange, you know. Money for a reading, even if it's not the full money, even if it's only somebody's only got like $5 or $10, if that's all they can pay, then you just do that and take that. If it's genuine, there's got to be some form of exchange. A relationship has got to be balanced. Now, you standing firm and going, no, I am not paying for everything and you paying for nothing, doesn't make you not spiritual. It's got to be fair and balanced. Anything that is not fair and balanced won't work effectively.
Mm-hmm. I have my spiritual work is an aspect to me that I honor. And
yes.
I've now enrolled and enlisted my sister-in-law to help me with people that ask for readings. And I just say, you know what, you need to contact my sister-in-law. So she takes care of that for me.
Yeah,
but I do work in the material world, and I am actually trying to launch a business in the UK. And it's been a long, arduous task for me, and I'm going to be going back out again in 2013 to try and secure my business and launch it there. And that is what I was, I know, in my knowingness, I've got this big task ahead of me, but I want to do it. And then there is that relationship that I just know that about that too, but I just wanted that confirmation. So
I see. I saw a new venture coming in, new uplift of emotions, but I felt that linked more towards work at the moment with the new upliftment, the new emotional well-being. Have you been trying to get this off the ground for about 3 years?
Absolutely, right on, correct.
I feel it's this year, and I feel it's by September.
Thank you. That's awesome. Thank you.
I get fulfillment of wishes around them, and we get recognition and reward, something that's taken 3 years, and I feel this year, and I feel by September, you're a lot happier emotionally, but it links to work. So
thank you.
It doesn't link around a relationship, because I felt that that linked more to the material. And as we go through this year, you get the feeling that it's going to be more towards the end of the year. But I want to say there's a big jolt forward in about August, which makes it sort of a done deal in September. It sort of seems to as if it's going to be the end of the year. And then all of a sudden in August, there's this surge of, like a push forward of the likes that you won't be able to imagine until it happens, and it gets it a done deal, and it can be done in September.
Thank you. That is really in line in terms of how it could unfold. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And the gentleman who is also, it's like a roller coaster.
Disruptive influence, he is. I would say concentrate on the business and let him do all running.
Let him do the running to me?
Yeah.
You're a wonderful woman.
Don't
You're a woman after my own heart.
Listen, don't try and hit a moving target. If you stay still, eventually, if it's meant to, it will come towards you.
Yes. And
what you're trying to do at the moment is hit a moving target.
He's a moving target, or I am?
No, him. You're trying to hit a moving target.
Right.
With him. So what you need to do is concentrate on what you need to do with your business. Stay friendly with this person. Mm-hmm. Stay involved, but don't let him take your life over. You stay still.
Right.
Keep your head down. Do what you've got to do. Don't try and hit a moving target. You stay still, and if he keeps moving... If it's meant one day he's got to move towards you.
Right. Okay.
And that's what I feel will happen. And this is where you've got to sort of... Is he in the same country as you?
No, he's
right.
not. He's in...
I didn't think he was. He's,
yes,
right,
right.
Okay. Are you meeting up in May or something like that?
I'm not sure yet. Could be.
Look for I don't think it's 5 weeks. I think it's 5 months. So look around the May time for something happening there. But the focus on your business. Let him do the work on the relationship. Let him come towards you. Don't keep sort of... I don't mean going after him literally. I mean, let him... He's got to meet you at least halfway and then some at the moment.
That is correct. You're really terrific.
Thank you.
They're really, really wonderful. And what great advice as a fellow psychic reader or a person of service. And it's always about the balance. And
can I just say something? I have a feeling...
It's me guides.
I have a feeling. I'm sitting here, Tracy, you reckon us men are being ganged up on.
Oh, be quiet.
Oh, funny.
Mindy, before we have to bring your reading to a close, I'm sorry to butt in, but I would like to just... I'm going to add my 10 penny worth. Is that right with you, Trace?
Yes, love.
Maybe
Mindy,
it could be 50p.
Well, it could be. Now,
okay.
But you won't get any change. Now, I have developed something called key cards. These are 7 cards which are literally, although you can't see them, they have keys which can unlock things for you in your life. Now, you're going to have to trust me on this, but I'm not going to be looking at them. But I want you, I'm just going to shuffle them up, mix them up here. So first of all, tell me when to stop mixing them up, and then I'll stop shaking them all about.
Okay, you can stop.
And then I want you to choose a number from 1 to 7 inclusive.
3.
Right, 1, 2. Okay. You are being given the key of life. So, and this is how it works. It is in here in the UK, it's 21:59, so you need to translate that to the time with you. So what time is it with you at the moment, Mindy?
About 2 p.m.
Okay, so at 2 o'clock your time on Wednesday, the 9th of January 2013, Spirit are giving you the key of life, and with this key you can open any doors that you wish to your future and close any doors that you wish from your past. And any time from here on in that you feel that things are getting a little bit stuck, you just ask your guides to re-energize that key of life.
That's beautiful.
And I hope that's been of some help.
That's been remarkable and outstanding, and thank you so very much. My goal is to be of service, so, and honor all the different aspects of myself. So I've learned a lot through my journey. So thank you.
And as Tracy said quite rightly, and as you just pointed out, you have to honor yourself and recognize your worth, because you are still, you still have to walk this human path as well as the angelic and spiritual path that you're on. But please recognize your worth.
I will. And I thank you so very much.
Well, it's been a pleasure. And Tracy, thank you so much for such wonderful insight again. Always phenomenal. Yes, okay, but this is where she, before we go, Mindy, sorry, Tracy and I are just going to have an argument now, but you might want to join in on this. Tracy says, and I understand why she says it, it's her guide, but what you have both got to still remember is that if you weren't there, they wouldn't have a voice with which to communicate with.
Oh, Jerry, aren't you the clever one tonight?
But it's true for the both of you, you know, and it's right. You know, spirit need human channels. And so, full stop, underlined that one. Thank you very much. Mindy, bless your heart. Thank you for being a part of the
soul purpose. Thank you. I'll continue to listen on. And take care now.
Bye.
Take care. God bless. Bye-bye. Lovely.
I know.
Not you, you know. Well, she was.
Oh, I thought you meant me, Jerry.
Of course I did. I don't know. You wait. We have another caller on the line, and guess who's going to jump in first? we're going to play. I'm going to go to our next piece of music. I think you deserved a well earned little break there, Tracy, because that was amazing. Again, I love the insight, and I love listening to you when you were saying about not trying to hit a moving target.
But
poor
it's
bloke.
True.
It is. No, you're right. It is very, very true. And this is something which I've heard a lot of from other people, and with readings through since the beginning of the year, that a lot of particularly women have been trying to, as you said quite rightly, try to connect to that moving target when they should have just stood still and said, "Well, come on, you come and meet me halfway." And that's just so true.
When they're looking down on it for the purpose of humour only. Like you say, that they're like Coyote and Roadrunner, and it's like comical, but it's not funny. I'm not laughing at people's, they can try and look at it in a humorous way to lighten the energy, they are like Roadrunner and Coyote.
Absolutely,
it's
right. Yeah.
Ridiculous, but you know, and it's not going to bear fruit anyway. It's got to happen on a more even, balanced keel, or it won't work.
I love those cartoons, me. Anyway, we do have Amanda who's waiting for a reading as well. But let's go. Amanda, we'll come to you straight after we've had our next piece of music. And this is the late great Mr. Andy Williams. Mr. P, press that button.
Oh,
Hi, I'm Mike Davis of MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411 168 396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
And right now you're listening to Soul Purpose with me, Jerry Humphries, and my guest, Tracy Baker. And we'll be here with you for, it's under an hour now, the show's disappearing rapidly already. That was the late, great Mr. Andy Williams, followed by the still ever-present Mr. Mike Davis. I'm not going to say he's late, great, because he's not late yet. He's still with us. Yes, the wonderful Mr. Andy Williams, who has passed into the world of spirit now. Bless him. I bet he's keeping those angels entertained with all his lovely songs too. Okay, we're going to move straight on. We have another person on the line waiting to have a reading with either myself or Tracy. And this is the lovely Amanda. So, hi, Amanda, are you there?
Hello.
Hi, Amanda, how are you?
Not too bad.
Good, good. Whereabouts are you calling in from?
Birmingham.
From Birmingham? Oh, that's Tracy. That's Tracy's ground, that is. Did you have a specific question, Amanda? Or was it just something in general? What were you hoping for this evening?
Just to kind of just see what's coming up, I suppose.
Okay. Tracy, do you want to dive in first? Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah. I thought it was funny when I heard the accent. I wonder what part of America she's calling from. Oh, dear. Right. Hi, Amanda.
Yeah.
Let's have a look. Whereabouts in Birmingham are you calling from?
Walsall.
Only because I'm nosy. Not that it makes any difference. Because when Jerry said that's my neck of the woods, I'm actually from the Black Country, not Birmingham.
Black Country,
Jerry.
Yeah. Well, kind of. I'm from the Black Country now. Yeah, Walsall.
Yeah. So, right. Let's have a look at you.
I knew I'd get told off.
Yeah, go on, Jerry.
I'm going.
You don't know the difference.
Listen, I need a sat-nav to find my way to the bathroom. So, look, you know, that's my apology and I'm sticking to it.
Right, let's have a look. Now, first of all, what I want to do, I like to do, if somebody just wants some general advice, what I normally kick off with is what I call a gateway card. Now, a gateway will sort of unlock any problem, or maybe just put you in the right headspace, or even sort of a little mantra to just say to yourself each day to get you through. So if we're speaking very generally, what I want to do here is just give you a gateway card and see what... Right, okay. Right, I want to move you forward, if that makes sense. I don't know whether you've got lead boots on or feel like you're sort of walking through treacle at the moment, but it's almost as if I want to move you forward, or you want to move forward, but you're having difficulty. I feel like I need to sort of follow my heart but take my head with me. Does that make sense?
Sort of.
There's a new journey, new pathway. Going to happen quite quickly, and you need to sort of, I don't want to, well, ride off into the sunset, really. That's the way I need to look at that. It's launching your journey and being a traveller sailing forth into the universe. So I want you to go forward with this. Now, have you got a male around you at the moment
yes.
whose work is not bearing fruit? I want to go to a male around you with, it's not you, there's a male around you with work problems, work not panning out.
I don't know.
Got a brother?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Yeah. I think he's going to talk to you something about work, because I see two people that have known each other a long time. There's great affection between the two of you, but I didn't feel it was relationship affection. I've got to go with the brother. And are you quite close in age?
No. I wouldn't say so, no.
This is a man that's quite close to you in age, and he's going to talk to you about his work problems. So look for somebody coming to you with work problems, and it's almost as if he comes to you like a big sister. That's where I'm seeing it. Like somebody that comes to you like for sisterly advice.
Okay.
So look for that happening. With regards to you, there's changes coming in for you, and I want to say this is going to be around about April time. Are you looking to move from where you are?
No.
House-wise, look for going to see a new house or another house in April. Sometimes these things can happen when we least expect it, but it's like going to view a new property in or around the April time.
Okay.
Right, I've got on the work, or I feel it's the work front or some sort of business front or something like that, where you're going back to do something that you've done before. It's like you're revisiting something on the work front and going back
I can see
to
what
do
you
something
mean.
That you've done before. And I feel that would be quite successful for you. I feel you've wanted to do this for quite some time, go back to something or revisit something, which is somewhere where you felt happiest. And I feel that's going to happen for you. And I think it's going to be this year. I feel it's going to be quite successful. I want to go around about the July time. It brings you extra responsibility, extra duty, but it also makes you feel more contented and happy. And we've got that I've got to go with July time for that, as they show me that. But do look for going to view another property about April, and it's detached, because you can get right round the house. And it's a detached property. Watch for going to view it or look at it or consider it. This year is all about wishes being granted. I also see a celebration and a wedding this year.
Okay.
I see a wedding coming up this year.
Yeah, is that like me personally or something?
I feel it's been on the cards.
No.
I feel it could be you.
Right.
Has it been on the cards for a couple of years?
Oh, it's been on the cards for a blaming years.
Okay. What happened 2 years ago to shake it and it got back on track then?
Oh, 2 years ago? Not sure on the top of my head.
Okay. Because I just looked for a little bit of a blip a couple of years ago, relationship-wise, but then it got back on track.
Oh, right, okay.
So I just feel that, actually. That maybe there was a point a couple of years ago where you felt it wasn't going anywhere.
Oh, no.
But I feel it is. There was something 2 years ago, and I can't change that because they're taking me back to 2 years ago.
Well, yeah, I'll have to think about that, yeah.
On the relationship level. Could be you. Because I can see the bouquet, and it's like, if this is what you wish for, then keep on wishing, because it will happen. It's a wish being at hand on a relationship level, and it could be like a celebration of marriage for you. I felt when you said, is it me, I felt that would be right. I didn't feel, no, not in this lifetime. There's something about here, you've got to go into the future with strength and clarity. It's like your voice is confident. You've got a confident manner, but inside you're not quite so confident. So we need the confidence that's on the inside, on the outside, to be to the inside as well. I feel like you exude confidence exteriorly, but interiorly it's not quite so.
Yeah.
There's no reason for that. That's your own fear. You've every reason to be as confident on the inside as you appear to be on the outside. There's also needing time. I don't know whether you're around people that talk a lot, but there's also a little bit of me that wants to tell you to take time out and just sit in silence.
Oh, I can see what you mean, yeah, yeah.
You need to sort of take yourself out of it sometimes. Even pretend to be out if you're not. Don't answer the phone. Just have 10 minutes. Switch your mobile off. Don't answer your landline. Pull it out. Shut the curtains if you have to. People knock the door. Just pretend to be out. Just need that 10 minutes when you just Amanda and just have that time for Amanda. Because a lot, very popular. A lot of people, you know a lot of people. And there's a lot going on. I feel like I'm moving around in a pack rather than having time out on my own. I think this year is going to be successful. You're going to be mentally ready. You've got to get your head ready. So this is why I'm saying internally you need to be as confident as you are externally, because you've got to get your head right and your head sorted in the nicest possible way. You've got to start telling people what they've done wrong instead of bottling it up as well and suffering it in silence. I see you like keeping, somebody's upset you, everything's fine with you, everything's wonderful. How are you going, Amanda? Fantastic, spot on, I'm absolutely great. But really, that could be to somebody that really overstepped the mark yesterday and you won't tell them.
No, yes, I definitely understand that, yeah.
You've got to start being that confident person. You'll have a rant when you're on your own.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can see you pacing and ranting in the house. But somebody's upset you. But then they could knock the door and, all right, Amanda,
everything's
all right,
fine.
Come in.
Yeah.
And as if nothing's happened. But you're actually carrying that internally.
Yeah.
So sometimes you've got to tell people, well, yeah, I'm fine, but let me tell you what you said to me yesterday. You might not have been causing offence, but you've actually offended me.
Yeah.
Like that. You've got to start putting your cards on the table. I think this year is a good year for passion as well, which is why I'm feeling more, passion, a new beginning, and a really solid union on an emotional front. So that's why I've got to concur with when you said about the sort of permanency within a relationship. Also, watch for a work change and watch for viewing a house in April. Any questions?
I don't know. There's probably loads, but I can't think of any at the moment.
I'm sure that there'll probably be loads, but as soon as you go off, and as soon
that's
as we,
it.
You know,
yeah.
But you can always get back in touch with Tracy. I'll give all her details out at the end of the show, and Tracy will tell you how to get in touch with her. So if you feel that you want to take the reading further forwards, then so this is where sometimes Tracy and I both would say to you that general readings either usually have a question hidden within them, or sometimes we find that. It's where people just have a slight loss of direction or a lack of momentum forwards. But you'll find that, and I will back this up 100%, because I was also looking at some of my cards here, and every time Tracy was saying something, I was going, yeah, that's it. Amanda, you need to hear this. It's good. This is going to be good. Things will start to open up, my lovely. But remember, you can choose to accept or not accept anything that that we say to you. Remember, your life is not ruled by psychics; it's ruled by yourself. But the options and the choices will now be there in front of you. And this, I feel, like Tracy said, this is going to be a good year for you.
Brilliant.
Now, before we let you go, is there anything sort of directly, quickly, on just one question, one answer that we can give you, or are you happy with what you've had?
There would be something what I would like to know. I don't know if I can, but there's something coming up soon, and I'm not looking forward to like knowing but I was just wondering if it's going to be good or if it's going to be bad.
That's a wide as a barn door, isn't it, Tracy?
Well, I'm going to give you the Three of Cups as the tarot card, which is celebration, so I feel good.
Brilliant.
And I'm just going to very quickly look at my Native American medicine animal cards, and I have the dog. In fact, I've got two here for you, the dog and the badger. The dog is always about loyalty. It's about recognizing stability. It's about receiving support that you feel that you need. So I agree with Tracy about the celebration. And the badger is also about new growth coming through. So this is something that is going to allow you to finally put the full stop to a bit of your past and move on into something which is more fun and peaceful.
Brilliant.
So does that answer your question?
Yeah, Amanda, really good.
Well, I hope there's been some help, my lovely, and thank you ever so much for being a part of Soul Purpose. Remember, you can always listen to the podcast on mikespirit.fm. So if you want to re-listen to the reading and just make little more extra notes about the wonderful insight that Tracy's given, then that's how to do it.
Okay, then, brilliant. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless and take
care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Wonderful. We do have another 1, 2, 3. I hope we're going to get around to all of them, Tracy. So, we're going to first of all go to a lady called Carol. Now, I am aware of who this is, but I'm not going to say. So, Tracy, when Carol is on with us, Carol, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I am fine.
Jolly good. You need to be a little bit closer to the microphone if you can, please, Carol, so we can hear your voice vibrations.
Okay, is that better?
Oh, perfect. Absolutely wonderful. I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of Tracy.
Okay,
Tracy?
Thank you.
Tracy, it's Carol. Carol, it's Tracy.
Hello, Carol.
Hiya, Tracy.
Hello. Is there anything I can look at for you tonight?
Just a general reading, please.
Everybody wants general tonight.
I know. That's intriguing in itself, Tracy, because you and I both know, as I said to Amanda, there's always a question in there somewhere, but yeah. Let's see how it goes. Oh, sorry, my love, I'll shut up again.
Right, okay. I'll just kick it off with the gateway card, Carol.
Yeah.
I like these because they work quite well. If you just think about sort of a situation or anything, really, you can just apply them to anything, and you can even just sort of note the message on it and use it as a mantra. Right, what I've got for you here is renewing your life. And I don't mean you've got to pack up and start again. It's like revitalising yourself and sort of fill up, sort of off with the old, on with the new. I feel a lot of sort of clearing out. Doesn't always have to be people or things, anything. Just making way for some new energy. It's like as if there's a lot of stagnation around you, a lot of things that need rejuvenation. Does that make sense?
Oh, yes.
Renewing your life. And the message on the card is, your mantra should be, radiant vitality is filling my life. So you're telling yourself that you've already done this while you're doing it. So it's as if it's, they say when you do mantras, you should act as if it's already happened to reinforce it. So we've got renewing your life, chucking out the chintz, clearing out the clutter with the mantra of radiant vitality is filling my life. Now let's just look to see, I'm just going to put a few tarot cards out. And I've got a couple of jumpers, if that makes sense. Right, we've got the Queen of Pentacles, which is yourself, a grounded, down-to-earth lady, likes the nice things in life, maybe doesn't always get them at the moment, but will get them. I'm talking about material and abundance. I feel you've had, lost, and you're going to have again. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. By your side, there is a gentleman. So we've got a really kind gentleman that's around you. He comes in as like the King of Cups. He's got quite a hard exterior and quite a hard-ish exterior, I should say, not hard, but he's as soft as and I can't say what I want to say. Where I come from, they say he's as soft as a bottle of pop, meaning, you know, a bit soft inside, but he doesn't come across to people. But on a loving, very loving, on a loving level. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like a gentle giant, but I don't think he's that tall.
He's quite tall.
Is he like a gentle giant?
Sometimes.
I've got this person that, if you didn't know him, he's got a very serious face.
Yeah.
And he looks like someone's upset him.
Yeah.
But that's his natural expression.
Yeah, okay.
And he's not like that. That's his natural expression. There's actually nothing wrong with him. That's his natural expression. But when you get to know him, he's a really nice man. Right, the two of you stand there together. There's plenty of give and take in this relationship, because I see a lot of compromises having to be made here. I also see good business. You in business overseas, good business coming from overseas. Do you like work at night to do with something overseas? Because I see you working when it's dark, and it's as if you're working overseas in the dark. I need to give it you like that, because I've got you working in the dark because it's daytime there. Please watch for that coming in.
Okay.
Because I need to give you that. You must guard against any illusions on new beginnings. Dot the I's, cross the T's. There's many a slip twixt cup and lip. And there's nothing, you know, don't trust anything until the money's in the bank. Checks in the post won't do. Guard against illusions. Very, very spiritual person yourself. Are you a medium?
I'm in development.
Right. Are you a medium? Yes, you are. You might be developing, because I've got the High Priestess around you, right next to the Hierophant. Now, to me, that's a deeply, deeply spiritual person who's got spiritual protection. So keep going forward with that. Is your man a medium?
He's in development as well.
Right, okay. I see the two of you joining forces on this. Going to do really well. Do you have a very positive family, like a big supportive family?
No.
I've got to give you that. The family. Family is going to be very important, and a positive influence around a family situation. And it comes from a male side.
Okay.
So a male in the family. It's quite a fierce male.
Okay.
Have you got somebody in the police or the military?
No.
This is like a military type person. Clever, smart, well-dressed, military, authoritative. It links to family, and it's very, very positive.
I know who you're on about.
Okay. Yeah. I don't need to know as long as you know. This is going to be very, very positive. It causes a slight confusion and worry initially, but it's going to be all right. Don't let it unduly. I see you, when this kicks off, the fear cards there, the worry card, the sitting up and sleepless nights, worrying about this is there, but we've got it's unfounded. The fear is actually going to be sort of worse than the actual. There's a lot of travel and movement around you this year, so be prepared to travel.
Okay.
This year looks a very, very good year for you. Plenty of people coming into your life. Males, females, friends, like-minded people. The only person that is going to stop you having a good year is you and your own fears and insecurities. Not thinking you're as good as you are, but I'm saying you are better than you think you are.
Okay, that's nice to know. Thank you.
Absolutely. Who's Mike?
I know a Mike.
Right, okay. I've just got to give you the name, Mike. I've got one on the earth plane and one in spirit.
Okay. The one on the earth plane, the one in spirit, I don't know.
Right, there is one in spirit.
Okay.
Michael and Michael in spirit as well, because I keep getting that very strong. And I feel it also that will also link to a male side of the family. So it could be on dad's side of the family.
Okay.
It links to the male, it comes down the male line.
I have to say, Trace, I'm sitting here absolutely chuckling my boots off when you said Mike.
Why?
I'll tell you in a minute. We just need to, if you could just start to perhaps just bring the reading to a close, Trace.
Yes, certainly. A lot to be achieved this year. You can achieve it. Don't let what happened 3 years ago throw you off.
Okay.
And I'm going to quickly echo, Carol, what Tracy said to you, which is stop being your own worst enemy.
Okay.
Because that's the biggest message from Spirit here. You underestimate yourself and you get yourself into tizzies and you get yourself all stressed out and you've got to use that natural healing ability as well to bring things down to a calm level. So I am only echoing Spirit. They're telling me off, she's saying. Yes, they are telling you off a little bit because you've got a lot to do and you, and as Tracy's been saying to you, lovely, you've got to start to use those abilities.
Okay.
I hope that all makes sense for you, Carol.
It does, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. And as we say with everybody, you can listen to the podcast of this by going to mikespirit.fm. And bless you, thank you ever so much for coming and being a part of the show.
Okay, thank you, and God bless you all.
God bless. Take care, Carol.
Okay, thank you.
That's a lovely lady. Echo. What's open? Mr. P, I think something's still open there. That's better. Thank you very much. Wonderful. Tracy, I will tell you, but not at the moment, why that mic, the name that when you picked up Mike, is just so, so relevant.
Oh, all right.
But I'm not telling you at the moment.
Okay.
Because we're going to go on to our next caller. I'm getting you working, aren't I? This is area 631, area code 631. Are you there?
Hello? Hello?
Hi, hello. Who am I speaking? Hi, who's that and where are you from?
My name is Anne. I'm from New York.
Hi, Anne from New York. How are you? How can we help you on the show today?
Well, I actually was listening in, but somehow I got in. that happens to me once in a while, so maybe there's something I'm meant to hear.
Maybe there is something you're meant to hear.
Actually, I would like to confirm something that I read with you a couple of weeks back, and you had picked up on something that I didn't even bring up at all in the reading. You had mentioned that someone that had dropped out of communication with me for quite some time was going to reconnect with me, but I'm wondering if I didn't get to ask you on the air last time, but do you connect that particular person with someone named Nazir?
Right, okay, my lovely. Right, take five, Trace. Bless her. I've been working a ragged since she came on air at the top of the show. Right, do I link it with a person called Nazir? The reason why I'm hesitating at the moment, Anne, is because I've got this feeling that there's more than myself. Now I've got the feeling there's more than one. Let me have a look at Nazir. Right. Does this person have any connection with the legal profession?
No.
Because there's something legal, or there's something legal around them, or there was at the time when the two of you disconnected something of a legal matter that they had to go and attend to, because I felt that there was quite a bit of upheaval going on around them in their life at the time, and it felt to me as if the contact stopped quite abruptly.
Well, in his case, it stopped for a reason. Unless this other person that you're picking up on is my second cousin Vince, who was a lawyer.
Right, see, as I said, I'm trying to... Do you happen to know what Nazir's date of birth is?
August 20th. I'm sorry, August 24th. August 24th.
Do you happen to know the year?
I believe it's 87 or... I think it's 87.
87 would make sense, right? So that's 6/14/22. That's a 29 expressed as an 11. You see, this is a person who, although they could be very good in business, I feel that there was also somebody who lacks a lot of their own self-esteem. And there's a lot of emotional unsettlement with them, or a lack of emotional strength sometimes, I feel. I'm not wishing to do the person down, but it's almost as if they need to just go and re-strengthen themselves, revitalize their energy. I do feel that this is the person that is going to get back in touch.
Okay, that's good.
They have been thinking about you more often than not. It's all been about the timing for this to happen, and they haven't been in the best possible space to be able to get back in touch, because I feel that when they do, they're going to want to sort of present themselves with a little bit more strength and dependability, rather than being a little bit too wishy-washy.
You're amazing. I'm sorry, I just had to say that. Go ahead.
I also feel that at the time that they do get back in touch with you, you are just going to need, because you're also very intuitive.
Yes.
And I feel that you need to take a step back, and you've got to have your intuitive ears on. So you've got to hear what they're not saying, rather than to listen to what they are saying.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yes, it makes a lot of sense. Absolutely.
Now, the other energy around their date of birth is very much one of somebody who can be rather a deep thinker, but I also think it's somebody who's going to come back in with a lot of clarity of thought. So, you know, it's where they could actually leave you with your jaw dropped open a bit. It's just thinking, my goodness me, where's all that come from all of a sudden? But this person can, you know, this is... If I was you, I'd want to be able to pick them up by the scruff of the neck and give them a shake and say, what on earth are you playing at? Why have you taken so long?
Right.
Because deep down they have a really good heart, and they are somebody who can be very knowledgeable. It's just life seems to have dealt, well, they would say life dealt them a bit of a rough hand. It's like they, you know, they were playing a hand of poke, and all they had was two...
He comes from it's a difficult situation where his culture, I mean, he's in this country now in America, but for 4 years almost, but his parents have the old-fashioned culture where they want to pick somebody for him, and he's kind of going in the different direction, but he still wants to honor them. They're from a small country called Hunza, and it's been hard because he wants to do what he feels he's supposed to do for them. And yet, you know, he wants to do his own thing at the same time.
It's very difficult. I fully appreciate, and I deal and speak with a lot of people who come from very similar backgrounds. And it's, as you say, there is wanting to be able to honour their upbringing and their parents' upbringing and great grandparents' upbringing and the family beliefs and traditions, but also acknowledging the fact that we now live in this 21st century, where
exactly
life is a little bit different. This is where I slightly differ with Tracy in a way, because the word compromise I wish should be struck from the English language, because compromise is settling, in my opinion, for second best, not what is best.
In a sense,
and sometimes when people feel they have to step into arranged marriages or honouring, you know, the culture, which I sort of fully understand, but they have this conflict within them that says, no, I want to do my own thing, that can cause this compromise, and then they will, and, you know, he could then say, well, you know, I will have to go down the route of tradition. But if he did... And I've heard this so many times before, recently, over the last of, you know, year, 2 years even, where people have stepped out of arranged marriages very, very quickly because they just have not worked.
I know. I think he would be miserable in it.
And I feel that with Nazir, he will be, well, he already is and already has been. The point is, when he turns to you, there's two reasons. One is because I feel that he has missed the link with you, and you know there is an attraction there without any shadow of a doubt. But in the way, he's also looking to you for confirmation.
Hmm.
Now that's why I'm saying at the time you have to have your spiritual ears on, because that confirmation could be in one or two different directions. But only in that moment will you know which one you're going to say.
Hmm. Well, if he's kind of looking, in a sense, to see what I would agree to, or...
You're going to have to wait to find out.
Oh, okay.
Say to you is there is a lot of emotion going to be spoken.
Wow.
There's a lot of sense going to be spoken. And for probably one of the first times in his life, or openly, he may even shed a tear.
Right. I've heard him shed a tear on the phone. I've heard him kind of break down a few times in the past when we've had conversations, just once or twice. But I've never actually seen him cry in person in front of me.
Right. Okay.
But I've heard it in his voice at a time. I remember when we first got together and he was explaining to me the situation with his family. That's when I heard him break down on the phone.
Well, I mean, the way that I'm looking at this and the way that my guides are channeling this energy through, there is still a lot that can come from the connection with the two of you. It is down to his own, and I do, in some ways, don't like this expression either, his own free will.
Right.
But a lot of it obviously has been dictated by, is he going to really stand up and say, I am a unique, priceless individual that cannot be replaced, and therefore
right.
I will live my life with the way that I choose?
Well, makes sense, because he's a creative person. He's going to school in the city. He's going to visual arts. He's very talented, and I just can't see him being in this little 4x4 cage of life that they want to put him in.
I can't either, but... I would very much like to give you a mantra to give him.
Okay.
Which is, some people think it can happen. Some people wish it could happen. But some people make it happen.
Oh. I needed to hear that mantra too. Definitely.
So, you know, that, and then say to him, well, which one are you? And I said, my feeling is from what I'm looking at here, he is going to be the person or one of the people that make things happen.
I agree.
I hope this has been of some help for you.
Oh, it's been amazing. And I wasn't expecting this. I wasn't expecting to get through or even be on the line at all. And I say, when it's meant to be, it's meant to be. When you're meant to hear something, you're meant to hear it. I really believe that.
Exactly. Spirit knew that you needed to come through, so you were going to be here no matter what.
Right.
Bless you. Well, thank you very much for being a part of the show.
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. Remember, you can always listen back to the podcast by
yes.
going to Mike Spirit FM. Lovely to hear you, and take care. God bless.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Hi.
That was a lovely Anne. Okay, we're going to have our last piece of music, and then we have one more caller on the line, which is area 5562. But we're going to play our last piece of music. Now, this is a guy who recently won a reality TV here show. Oh, you know about the X Factor in the States, because you have Simon Cowell over there plaguing you. This is the guy who actually won the X Factor here in the UK this year, and this is his debut single, which was a charity single, and it did go straight to number one, has raised huge amounts of money for the charity, which is Children with Short Lives, and it's absolutely phenomenal. He's got a long career ahead of him. He should come through for a reading. This is the amazing Mr. James Arthur and Impossible.
Mm-hmm. remember years ago, someone told me I should take caution when it comes to love. I did. And you were strong and I was not, my illusion, my mistake. I was careless, I forgot I did. And now, when all is done, there is nothing to say. You have gone out so effortlessly. You have won, you can go ahead, tell them all I know now. Shout it from the rooftops, write it on the skyline. All we had is gone now. Tell them I was happy and my heart is broken. All my scars are open. Tell them what I hoped would be impossible. 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 Falling out of love is high. Falling for betrayal is worse. Broken trust and broken hearts. I know when thinking all you need is that. Building faith on love and words. Empty promises will wear. I know when now, when on this earth there is nothing to say. And if you're done with embarrassing me, on your own you can go ahead.
Mr. James Arthur and Impossible. That's his fabulous song. So, winner of the X Factor 2013 here in the UK. Okay, we got to go straight on to our next caller, and this is area code 562. So, area code 562, are you there? Hello, hello. Speak to Jerry. Hi, area code 562.
Hi, this is Alice from Los Angeles.
Hi, Alice. How are you, my lovely?
Good, thank you.
How can we help on the show today? What, do you have a specific question, or what would you like us to look at for you?
I have a couple of things, but I know time is short. You're about 10 minutes before the closing of the show, so I'll just make it one. And I think we'll all stick to relationship. I've been kind of, I took about a year off from trying to heal and recover from a very serious relationship that I have, and I don't know, I feel that I'm ready to start again, but I don't see any potential so far. I haven't been able to meet anybody interesting.
Okay, Tracy, what are you picking up for the love of us?
Don't see any potential so far. Welcome to my world. That's what I want to say. Right, okay. The reason why you don't see any potential so far is because I did listen to what you were saying to Jerry. You've sort of a different person to what you were 2 or 3 years ago. You took like a battering, metaphorically speaking, on the love front. You're actually a lot stronger now, and you're standing there firm. Now, when somebody's assertive, positive, know what they want, or more to the point, what they don't want, you're not going to draw the same people in. You're not going to draw as many people in as if you're sort of a bit sort of needy or vulnerable looking. So the fact that you look quite strong, you've sort of shortened the amount of people that would draw to you, but I feel that's good because you're going to draw somebody here. And I feel you've probably got another within the next 5 months where you will draw somebody in quite positively. Now, the person that you will draw in is quite a strong character, and he's somebody that's got quite a good job, may even work for himself. He is alone. There isn't another partner around him. You're not going to be the other woman or anything like that. So here we've got the new relationship here. Now, because you're standing firm and standing there quite strong, in one regard, you're not giving off the right vibes, if that makes sense. When you're looking for a relationship, when you're looking for love, you've got to be a little bit more, don't look quite so strong and independent to start with. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes you can look strong and independent. Somebody wants to buy you a drink, they take one look at you and they think, actually, I'm not going to go up to her to ask her to dance because she's going to say no.
Mm-hmm.
Because you look that strong. You
but are that was the story of my life. That happened to me forever. It seems like since I was in my teens. I mean, people were always afraid to approach me, but I'm very nice. I know.
You've got a lovely voice, a lovely energy, a lovely vibration, but it's when you look independent, like you look like you can take care of yourself. No guy wants to walk up to you and say, do you want to dance? If they get a whiff of that, they're going to be told, no. Can I buy you a drink? No, thanks. I've got one. That's the look of you. I've got that look. You know, it's just the way we are. So what I want to say is just be a little bit more, and I'm going to use an awful word, a bit more girly. bit more giggly, bit more girly. Reel them in. You are going to meet somebody that leans more towards the summertime. It leans more towards the summertime. So don't sort of actively go out trying for this, because I feel it's something that happens out of the blue and it leans more towards the summertime. Now, what I'm going to do is going to try and get a slant. This is actually, it would not surprise me if this is not somebody that you already know. Because what I've got here is a connection, and it's either a reconnection from the past, or it's somebody that starts off as a friend and who declares an interest in you. I've got to say that this is not going to be eyes across a crowded room. This is going to be somebody that you already know or have known. And I feel it's between now and May. And I feel there's a business or work link to it as well. And I feel that the person has got, let's have a look at the hair colour. I'm going to go for brown hair. And it's something that happens when you least expect it. But I feel that you already know this person, will know this person, or this person is known to you.
It's certainly got her mind ticking there, Tracy.
I know.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that many people, so it can only be just a handful. And the only thing I can think of is my previous relationships.
Don't try and think who it is, because it will never be the one you think it is. And I'm just giving you that as advice, because I've done that so many times on a situation.
And unfortunately, lovely, then we're going to have to start to bring it to a close, I'm afraid, because we're rapidly running out of time here on the show, so...
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your help. And then if I see any difference, I'll definitely check back with you, because I do have a business adventure that I'm going to start soon, and I wanted your guidance. So I'll definitely call next time. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome, lovely, and thank you very much. And yes, do call in again.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. God bless. Right, Tracy, my lovely, we're rapidly heading towards the end of the show. Firstly, I must thank you very much yet again for all your wonderful insight and guidance in your readings. How can people get in touch with you? Where can they find you? Website details, Trace. How can people come to Tracy Baker for a personal one-to-one reading?
I do have a website. Strangely enough, it's called Psychic Tracy. So all you have to do is go to your browser on the internet, or it would be the internet, wouldn't it? www.psychictracy.co.uk. There isn't an E in Tracy, so that's how you get hold of me. Go to my website, bit about me, who I am, what I do, how I came about to do this type of work. Also, the information, my email address, mobile telephone number, etc., etc. on that. So just go onto my website, Psychic Tracy, drop me an email.
Wonderful. And I said thank you so much for being a part of the show again.
You're welcome.
And hopefully, you know, things are now really going to start to open up for all those lovely people. You have been listening to Soul Purpose on this Wednesday with me, Jerry Humphries, and my very special guest, very dear friend, Tracy Baker. And as I said, thank her very much. Remember to tune in to White Spirit FM tomorrow night. You have the wonderful Sarah May, who's going to be with you from 9 till 11. And on Friday, Mr. Grant Collier will be on Friday. And I also just want to thank Ken, the producer, for pushing all the buttons for us again this evening, and keeping the callers in check and keeping me in check as well. I very much look forward to speaking with all you lovely people on Soul Purpose again next Wednesday. And my guest next Wednesday is a bit of a surprise, but you'll have to wait and find out. You're going to have to wait and find out. Anyway, in the meantime, I wish you all a very peaceful rest of the week. And we said, remember, do tune into all the other brilliant shows here on Mike Spirit FM. Thank you for being a part of Soul Purpose, and I look forward to linking with you again next time. Take care. God bless.
You have been listening to Soul Purpose on Mike Spirit FM with international psychic medium Jerry Humphries. Join Jerry again next week at the same time, or you can connect directly to Jerry by going to his website. It's www.senseofknowing.co.uk or via Facebook. Thank you for being a part of Soul Purpose. Have a peaceful week ahead.